practice today?
Yeah, I really liked the energy today. I thought their tempo was really good. That's always something, you know, you always wonder about, you know, in a situation like that. But the tempo was really good. It was almost like a regular game week tempo. I thought our heads were in it. Mistakes looked to be minimal. So, but you know, I'm gonna go back and watch the tape, obviously, and really see what went on out there. But my first impression was, yeah, it looked to be a good practice.
A few of the players were talking about the Ric Flair, the sound y'all make after wins. Could you talk about what that's like in the locker room when you?
Well, you know, it's them. I believe Drayton and the DBs came up with it. And they really seem to, you know, get themselves fired up over that. And it's kind of become one of their trademarks, you know, the two claps and a Ric Flair. And it's fun. It's good for them.
Have you had to do it yet?
No, I'm not quite sure if I have enough rhythm to do that.
Try one now.
No, that's their thing. That's their thing.
To this Monday, but obviously coming on the heels of Brad winning the NFC Special Teams Player of the Month. Just obviously, when you talk about punters and kickers, Graham included,
yes,
they're usually not for good things when their names are brought up. But what they meant to this team, especially this past month.
Well, you know, they've been exceptional. I mean, if you go back and look at, I believe Graham has had more touchbacks since, I guess, 1992 or something like that. So. You know, first and foremost, there's a stat or, you know, somewhere along the lines that if you got to go 80 yards to score a touchdown, the likelihood is very, very low. I mean, it's, and I can't recite the number correctly, but I've heard that. So, again, you know, not allowing a team to return a ball is big. I think that helps you, and defensively it helps you as well. You know, it kind of gets that hidden yardage thing going for you, and that's probably the biggest thing. It's also one of those things where, you know, if you go back and look at, and not just this month, but, you know, what's happened throughout the season, you know, the consistency with the kickoffs, consistency with the extra points and field goals, and then you turn around and the consistency of punting, flipping the field, not allowing big returns. And again, a lot of that has to do with the coverage guys as well. Now, and they deserve a lot of credit. J.J. Jansen deserves a lot of credit for snapping the ball. You know, I made a comment to the team today about that, about, you know, one thing you can't, and you brought up the good point, is that the only time you really worry about anybody or mention anybody is when something bad happens. But JJ's been so consistent, so, you know, he's a big part of the success we've had on special teams as well.
I really, you know, Cam went to Pro Bowl, great season, got you guys, helped you guys get to the playoffs. You still see, though, the throws that are going high. What has he got to do to correct those, and is that a concern going forward?
No, it's not a concern, because we've been through this with him, and he just, you know, he makes a couple adjustments and gets it back down. I mean, it's, you know, everybody goes through ups and downs, positives and negatives. You know, they get on these streaks, on these rolls, and sometimes they get a little bit of a down. So right now he might be in a down, but the big key, and the key that I've always mentioned, is that when it came time to it, when it had to be done, absolutely needed, he's gotten it done. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, him continue to work on his technique and his base fundamentals.
You see it more when he's throwing to one side of the field?
No. It pretty much has been on both sides. And, again, it's just a matter of him, you know, being able to continue and get his footwork and, you know, get his technique down.
Is it a footwork thing more than anything?
I think there's a combination of things. I mean, you got to look at whether he's getting pressure, whether or not, you know, it is a footwork, you know, getting over the top of that front leg or something like that. And I think, again, a lot of it just depends on the circumstances and situations.
A guy who had some pretty big games on the big stage in college, BCS game, SEC title game. Do you look forward, do you think he is truly a red light type of player?
Yeah, I think he's a big-time player. You know, probably one of the things that was most interesting was the very first time we came into this stadium and did a practice was Fan Fest. His rookie year, and I don't know if you guys remember, but he came in and just lit up the place. His very first time he ran the 2-minute drill inside here during practice, he lit it up. I think it was, you know, it was something like 6 for 7 or something, and this was in practice, I know. And then, you know, the lights came on, he did pretty good, but then the next one was the Pittsburgh game, the last preseason game. He had one series, he came in, I think it was a 12-play drive or something like that, and he threw the touchdown to Jeremy Shockey. And then the opener, obviously, in Arizona, and he lit it up for 402 yards or whatever that was. So I think there is something about, you know, big games do tend to bring out the best in him. There's something about that for him, you know, and again, he's just got to continue to work and keep working on his game.
That said, with the big play potential of your quarterback, I know the league statistics don't rank this team offensively, you know, up in the upper echelon, but is this a better offensive team than maybe what those stats would say?
I'd like to think so. I think a lot of it has to do with, when it comes down to it, when you need to have it done. You know, we're playing pretty good defense and we're keeping ourselves in position. And then, when you get that chance to strike, you've got to strike. And we've done that. So we've done the things that we've needed to do to win football games.
Ronald, Priest, how many mean to this team and this franchise?
Well, I know, the thing that a lot of people don't understand is that, this all dates back to Sam Mills and the speech he gave before the Dallas playoff game and how important that was. That no matter what happens, no matter good, bad, indifferent, what the circumstances are, you just got to keep pounding, keep working. Well, I think this is kind of epitomized, the 3 years here so far for us, is that, it was one of those things. We had to keep pounding. We had to keep, hammering it out, win 6 games our first year. And we had to keep hammering it out, win 7 our second year, win our last 4 in a row and start 1-3, but then to continue to just work and work and work. I think the guys understand that much and get it, a year ago, I had Sammy Mills III get up and talk about it for the team. So our guys have been introduced to it. They understand. They know those guys that have heard Sammy talk about it. So it's the thing that I think that these guys fall back to that, when things are tough, you just got to keep pounding, keep hammering away. Stay focused, do your job, and good things will happen. And so far, we've had that.
Having your son on the coaching staff, how does that kind of bring that whole element full circle for you guys?
I think just the whole familiarity with it. I mean, knowing that the guy that lived it for us, has a legacy here. He's left a legacy, and Sammy is a big part of that. And at least for me, I know it is. Just knowing that, having played against his dad and coached against his dad, knowing that, the type of person he is and what he has meant to this franchise. I mean, his name's up on the ring of honor for a reason. And we have that the big placard in the back of the weight room also, and hopefully our players have stopped and taken a look at that, because it does do justice to who he is, or who he was for us, and then you see the statue in front of the stadium. I mean, it means something. It means something to me. So, and I know it means something to this football team.
You said you coached against him, but did you ever get to know him?
I wish I'd known him more than I did. I mean, I know him in a professional sense. Knew him. Familiar with him and he'd know me, I'd know him obviously and know of his career and the great years he spent in New Orleans and then the years he spent here with this football team, both playing and coaching.
When Jerry talks about him, you probably can hear the passion in his voice about that.
Very much so. When Mr. Richardson talks about who Sam Mills II was for this team, this organization, you hear it, you feel it, and it's very important to him.
Ron, what's it mean having Levy in this division?
That means that Tampa Bay's got a very good football coach who's got a great track record is what it means. They're a good football team. I always felt they were a good football team, and now they have a guy that has been to the big stage and knows what it's going to take. So I think he helps to make their football team better already.
When you went to Chicago a couple years ago, I remember asking you about when you left Chicago. I think you said at the time there were no hard feelings. Was there initially, though, when
No, there was disappointment more than anything else. I would have loved to stay in Chicago. Chicago, at that point, had been my home. I'd been there 16 years. I started my coaching career there. I played there. And, we went to a Super Bowl. But, the decision was made, and the discussion that Coach and I had was that it's not a personal thing. This is something he wanted to do, and it was the direction he wanted to head. So I lived with it and moved on, and it's never been an issue, And I'll show you the text. When we were struggling 1-3, he texted me and wished me the best and told me, hey, get it rolling. And as we started rolling, he texted me back and congratulated me when we won the division. So there is really, truly none. It's funny because, I mean, a lot of people in some fashions, there's some people in Chicago, want there to be, but there's not going to be because, again, this is a professional business. It's a very tough business. And the big thing is that if you keep this business, in my opinion, in perspective as to what it is and stay focused on what it truly is and what it truly is about, I think you come out of this a better person. But if you get caught up in all that stuff and don't realize what it's about, I think you sour yourself.
Did you reach out to him in the last 24 hours?
Yes, I did. I texted him this morning, congratulated him, and he texted me back, said thank you, and told me good luck in the playoffs. So, as I said, The relationship with Coach Smith is good. It's solid, and there isn't, believe me, there isn't. Now, do we hope to beat them? Absolutely.
Texted you. Did y'all kept communications over the years, or was that the first time?
Yes. No. We've kept communications over the years, and as I said, there is, you know, as for much as some people want, there's nothing there.
Glad to see. I know it's the first, only one of two hires, I guess, but it was such a disappointing year in terms of minority hires last year in this league. Glad to see it off to a promising start.
Yeah, but I mean, first and foremost, though, is a very good football coach got hired, and who happens to be minority. I want to make sure people understand that that's how I feel about it. You know, to me, it's about hiring good people and good coaches, more so than it is anything else. And he's a very good football coach. As I said, he's had a lot of success. He's been to NFC Championship games. He's been to a Super Bowl. So, but having the, you know, said the fact that he is minority, yes, it is. Because I think people got to understand it. You know, as long as they're hiring who they believe is the best football coach, I think that's what it's about.
You mentioned Florence having a lot to do with the Rick Flair thing, but since he came back, the team's 12-2. So,
yes,
good decision to bring him back.
I believe it was, and I think the thing that has helped us is really is his leadership. I mean, he's a veteran guy that bounced around the last portion of his career, and he's found a home right now, and he's got a group of young corners and safeties that have kind of gravitated towards his leadership about him stepping up and doing, you know, things like that to get the guys to come together. And, you know, there was one time where he bought lunch for the whole defense. I mean, there are things that he's done that veteran guys understand that you need to do. And he's kind of led by example. He's a different kind of guy, but at the same time, he understands and gets it. And he has really done a great job for us.
Anything else?
Okay. Thank you, guys. We'll see you all tomorrow.